The battle over the Affordable Care Act is not over yet. A federal appeals court has taken up a Texas case challenging the ACA, one in which a lower court already ruled the law unconstitutional. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joined that case in 2018, and this morning, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez is in Phoenix to rally for the ACA, and KJZZ's Casey Kuhn is there now with a quick preview. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So give us a quick scene setter. Who's on the roster? Who are you expecting to hear from at this rally?
Right. So we're at the Ability 360 Conference Center over on Washington in Phoenix. And we're about to hear from, like you said, the chair, Tom Perez, Representative Kelly Butler, Representative Jennifer Longden, and a few other Affordable Care Act proponents all here to talk about what the ACA means for Arizona.
Right. And what is their message? I mean, this would mean a massive overhaul of the healthcare system as we know it. What are they saying this would do?
Right. So it's kind of a big if right now. If this if the court upholds this ruling, it still needs to go to the Supreme Court. The message today is how many Arizonans would be affected if the ACA were to go away, just to drum up support of this act and support of how many people here do benefit from the ACA.
Yeah. So Democrats, I know, really campaigned on health care in 2018, and that did pretty well for them in terms of the results of that election. Is this sort of a blessing from their point of view? Are they seeing this as an opportunity to campaign on health care once again?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a campaign. You know, there's signs, and it's clearly aimed to drum up support through the press. And according to them, more than 2 million Arizonans, if the ACA were to go away, more than 2 million Arizonans with pre-existing conditions would lose protections. Almost 300,000 would lose coverage. So they're talking about this now because, you know, we're kind of on the lead up to 2020, and people are saying that this has been successful for Democrats in the past. So it could be a good lead up to campaigning in 2020.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn checking in with us from a pro-ACA rally happening in Phoenix right now. Casey, thanks for the info.
My pleasure.